Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes, and here's a look at your news. Deputies from Sanilac County Sheriff's Department responded to a fatal single one crash vehicle crash at 919 Thursday, October 30th. The crash happened north Lakeshore Road near Weber Drive in Sanilac County. The initial investigation determined the 71-year-old driver from Deckerville was driving a 2002 Dodge Dakota pickup north on North Lakeshore when the crash happened. While he was driving his vehicle, it left the west side of the roadway, entered a yard, and rolled multiple times. The driver of the vehicle was pronounced dead at the scene. The accident remains under investigation, and the Port Sanilac Fire Department and Sanilac EMS also responded to the scene. The Village of Fairgrove may have two new firefighters who want to join the department. During the last village meeting, it was reported the department had two cadets who are in the process of learning the ins and outs of being a firefighter. The cadets, who are a junior and senior student at Tuscola Tech Center, are taking the center's Fire Academy program. This is the second year the Tech Center has offered the program, and students who are in the program have the opportunity to earn 12 college credits toward a degree in the fire science from Delta College. The instructor of the program is supplied through a cooperative agreement with Delta College. When the students finish their coursework at the college, they will have earned their Firefighter 1 and Firefighter 2 certifications. With those two certificates in hand, they'll be eligible for employment as a firefighter when they turn 18 years old. It was also reported during the meeting, National Fire Incident Reporting System, which is a voluntary national system for fire departments to report data on incidents that they handle, will need to be upgraded. And Laker Elementary recently welcomed Scout, a golden mini-doodle therapy dog in training who's making a positive impact on student morale and attendance. Accompanied daily by special education teacher Shannon Popham, Scout was funded by scholarships and grants, and his training is ongoing. On campus, Scout provides comfort by greeting students and visiting classrooms. He's set to earn full therapy dog certification upon turning 1 year old at Christmas. And we'll return right after this.
What does life after service look like? Kicking back? Taking it easy? We believe it looks a little different. Fighting for all veterans, making sure they get the benefits and care they've earned, rebuilding communities after disaster strikes, and adapting to support today's veterans, meeting them where they are. The VFW, still leading, still advancing, still serving. Get involved at stillserving.org.
And we're back. The U.S. military's conducted a strike in the Caribbean, claiming the lives of three alleged drug smugglers. This action's part of an ongoing effort to crack down on drug trafficking routes targeting American shores. Officials emphasize the importance of the continued vigilance and collaboration with their regional partners. The operation faced criticism from congressional leaders who say oversight's lacking. The Defense Department reiterated its commitment to broader and border of homeland security. Discussions regarding transparency and separation of powers continue among both parties. And China has agreed to suspend its rare earth export controls and end probes into U.S. chip firms as part of a new trade pact. The agreement aims to ease tensions and foster economic cooperation. Business leaders welcome the news, citing better prospects for international supply chains. Both governments plan further talks on technology and market access. Observers say more agreements could follow, and the White House called it a step toward global trade. And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Pigeon and Elkton One Stop, Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboeing Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.